Well, Israel's use of internationally banned weapons in Gaza has increased the number of cancer cases in the tiny coastal enclave. Israel has waged two wars on the people of Gaza since 2008 and has implemented a choking blockade on a population of nearly 1.7 million in the enclave. Press TV's Ashraf Shannon has more on this.
Tel Aviv's use of internationally banned weapons, including depleted uranium and white phosphorus during the war in Gaza at the turn of 2009, has resulted in a sharp increase in numbers of cancer patients in Gaza. Experts say that 4 years following the war, uranium, zinc, mercury, and other cancerous materials are now found in the Gaza soil. Norwegian doctors volunteering in Gaza hospitals during that onslaught said some victims had traces of depleted uranium in their bodies.
Joining us via Skype now from Berkeley, California, is political commentator Ralph Shonman. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Shonman. Now, uranium, zinc, and mercury have all been found in the Gaza Strip. Has this been a deliberate and concerted move on the part of the Israelis to leave behind lasting effects of their wars on Gaza?
This is not a new situation. I have to tell you that this has been the way in which the Israelis have waged war against the people of Palestine over a period of decades. My wife and I, Maya Shon and I, were eyewitnesses to this, not in Gaza, although we have been in Gaza, but in particular during the Israeli invasion of Lebanon in 1982 and in the siege of Beirut, in which the population was subjected to saturation bombing, and that entailed chemical weapons and white phosphorus. Such was the scale of the impact of this weaponry that the hospitals could no longer contain the victims, and the Al-Hut Theological Center in Beirut had to be seconded for the victims. We were witnesses to this. We were trying to involve the International Red Cross in the documentation of the same. And this is a long-standing pattern. In 2001, there was a documentation of nerve gas attacks throughout Gaza, particularly in Khan Yunis and the Harbi refugee camp on the 12th of February, 2001. The first attack led to 40 people being admitted to Al-Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis in a state of nervous breakdown, and the doctors were able to document the Israeli use of nerve gas causing convulsions. This is a consistent pattern. It's not a new thing. Every time there is war, the Israelis deploy this weaponry because their target is the population itself. John Cook documented gas attacks in March 2001. Doctors in Hussein Hospital reported rapid increase in untreatable patients suffering from gas and chemical attacks.
Right, Mr. Shonman, let me just interrupt you there. The blame here is not just with the Israelis, but also with the U.S. government that continues to fund and provide resources to the Israelis to develop such weapons and use them on civilian populations. Wouldn't you agree?
I would definitely agree, after all. I mean, the United States government has deployed these weapons. We documented this with respect to the war in Indochina. I was Secretary General of the International Tribunal on United States War Crimes in Indochina. Not merely chemical weapons, but weapons, the gases that explode the pupil of the eye, were a standard weapon used by the United States forces against the Vietnamese population. And this weaponry has always been deployed by the United States with respect to the Israeli armed attacks on the Palestinian people. It is a pattern that goes on decade after decade in each imperial war. These are wars of annihilation directed against entire populations. They are war crimes. They are crimes against humanity. And in each conflict, we have renewed documentation of this type of weaponry used against civilian populations. The Goldstone Report was explicit in documenting the use of these types of munitions, what are called DIME, or dense inert metal explosives, which were amply documented throughout Gaza. And indeed, in the Goldstone Report, it references these attacks in all parts of Gaza subject to siege. In the documentation that was provided by Jean Shaul on 24th of October 2006, Israel was using chemical weapons and phosphorus bombs throughout Lebanon and also in Gaza.
And this how is not long new. Do you think the people of Gaza and Palestinians as a whole have to wait to see justice being brought to them with regards to the use of these weapons?
You know, that question cannot be addressed by reference to changes in the United Nations procedures. These are the weapons of mass destruction that imperialism use against subject peoples, against peoples it exploits, against peoples whose resources it steals, against people whose sovereignty it wants to annihilate. And this can only be resolved by a revolutionary overthrow of the regimes that are responsible for these crimes against humanity. No amount of resolutions and declarations by United Nations whose member governments consist of the same forces that are engaged in imperial conquest will result in any change in this behavior.
Okay, only we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we have run out of time. That was political commentator Ralph Schonman there joining us via Skype from Berkeley, California. Mr. Schonman, many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.